My prospecting methods. Guys, write these down. First one, withdrawn listings. When I started, the withdrawns, and they still are my favorite. I remember that first year when I sold 71. From those 71, I'd probably say about 28 to 29 were withdrawn listings. Now, tell me this. With a withdrawn listing, imagine a vendor on the market 90 days. Have you ever met a vendor after doing 3 months of open homes, 12 weeks of cleaning, no offers, shit communication, and they've been happy? Said no one ever. So at the end of the day, withdrawn listings are my absolute favorite. I'd be on the door 45, 60, and 90 days. I'd door knock and say, hello, I'm Josh Teslin. Your home's been on the market for 90 days. Have you thought of changing agents? And it's funny, I can look around the room now. I've taken a few withdrawns from you. So apologies. But look, at the end of the day, it's the person who is on the door. It's the person who's giving people a reason. It's the person who's giving you a way out as well. Now, with withdrawn listings, I think they're important because properties don't sell for four reasons. Proximity, if it's in a shit location. Price, presentation, and the wrong agent. Now, I can tell you withdrawn listings work very well. Any expired listing that's 90 days plus, they're almost out of their agency agreement, which means it's fair game. Board goes down, you go up. Once you've got a withdrawn, you price it correctly. They're conditioned to the market already. They want to sell. You sell it in 2 weeks, you reckon they're gonna write you a good review? 100%. Next one, leverage, targeted door knocking of listed and sold. In the break, I had about 30 minutes. I was waiting in the coffee line. I was a bit annoyed, it was a bit too long. I'm a very impatient person. And I thought to myself, I sold a house last night, 44 Dongola Circuit, Schofield. And I do what I always do. I let everyone know when it sells. Sold for $990,000, under 500 square meters. What did I do? I messaged every single lead in my database that lived in Schofield or had a double story home. I said, hey guys, just sold this property. $990 on the market, 8 days. How are you going? Question mark. Ask a question. Questions get answered. Guess what? Four replies. Josh, when are you free for me to come around? You can see the traction. It's building traction. It's leveraging off one. I've just sold that. I had X amount of people through. I've got this many buyers for your house. Would you sell? And the questions get you indoors. Next one, letterbox drops. I saturate my market with letterbox drops. God help you if you live in Quakers Hill. There's 10,000 homes. I listed 27 houses last month. I've listed already 8 this month, 7 days in. As soon as they list, I drop 2,000. As soon as they sell, I drop 2,000. Do the numbers. Do it off 10. If I'm doing 10 times 2,000, that's 20,000. 20,000 listed, 20,000 sold. You're getting 40,000 letterbox drops in my suburb. That's crazy stuff. Imagine going to your letterbox every day and seeing Josh Teslin. Frequency builds trust. That's the big thing. If they're seeing you all the time, they're seeing your signboards, they're seeing your reviews, they're seeing your letterbox drops, guess what? When the time comes, things change in people's lives. Death, divorce, upsize, downsize. They've somehow won the lotto. They're moving. When people move, they sell. Everyone's got to sell at some point. That's the natural progression of life. Letterbox drops, they get your face out there. Print marketing, I think, still works well. Sponsoring schools and clubs, it's not all about the commission and the money. At the end of the day, you've still got to involve yourself in the community. I sponsor all the schools, Barnier Public, Mary Immaculate. I do a colouring in competition. I had a bit of a laugh with my assistant. He said to me, mate, let's do a colouring in competition 2 years ago. I thought to myself, fuck, is this going to work? I remember looking at it and he goes, look, it's going to cost you $1,000 to print. The prizes will cost you another $1,000. I said, all right. We did the colouring competition and we put a little simple question at the end. Have you thought of selling? And you had to enter the competition, their names, their numbers, their parents' names and their address. Couldn't win if you didn't. Guess what? Picked up 12 listings. I called them up and half of those listings said they weren't selling. And I called them up and said, hey, thanks for the colouring in. Loved your child's entry. Looks great. Would you sell? Yeah, I would. Guess what? I listed one. It was the record sale last year for Quakers Hill, $1.125 million. Colouring in competition, 10 Raycroft Avenue. How did I set the record?
It's given you a test drive of Real Estate Gym. Let me tell you, if you're a subscriber and a member of the gym, you'll be getting videos from our co-coaches all the time. You'll be getting mentors. You'll be getting scripts. You'll be getting dialogues. You'll be getting templates. And most importantly, My Prospector, your personal accountability system to make more calls, get more appointments, get more listings. From around $10 per week, realestategym.com.au, your personal coach.